Hello and welcome to another episode of Vortex Radio by Vi. This is Vi, and in studio today I have the Bilge Rats.
Yes, indeed.
There he is, taking a swig from his flask.
Rum.
So you truly are a pirate.
Indeed.
So the Bilge Rats are a pirate metal band that originated in Huntington Beach, California.
That's correct.
Yep.
And I love your hat. Where did you get that hat?
You are very observant, Vi.
Your hats! Oh my, there's two.
Yes.
Is that real leather?
Yes.
It is indeed.
Oh my God.
Does
I just want to touch them.
Does this look like a captain's hat to you?
They totally do look like a captain's hat. And right here is Matt Kirshen.
Hello, Matt. He just entered the studio.
Matt.
Matt, how are you?
Come on in. Join
Matt,
us.
You look like a good pirate.
I look like a wet pirate.
if that's
a good pirate, then I guess I'm a good pirate.
Yeah, it means you're definitely
headphones
a
are right there.
Got them.
Good. So, how is traffic?
Traffic is always bad. It's bad morning, noon, and night. That's why we travel the ocean.
Ooh, the ocean. So, where do you guys sail?
We sail around the world, right?
Yep. From sea to shining sea.
So, have you guys gone on tour? From sea to shining sea?
If you consider Pomona, yeah.
Awesome. From sea to shining sea.
All the way to Pomona. Our vessel, our galleon, the Lee Marvin's Revenge, took us there. Sometimes we just go with the wind.
Well, he is from over the sea.
I am. I'm from over at least one sea.
At least one sea?
Several seas if you go the other way.
Which
how many?
Well, I can be over just one sea if you go right. And three seas the other way.
Are you sure it's just three?
No, not at all.
Awesome. I love that. Would you like some rum?
Is that actual?
That's actual rum.
No. It's medicinal.
It is actual rum.
It's rum with an H.
Rum with an H. Harum. So thank you guys all for being in studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So back to your hats.
Yes.
Who made them?
That'd be me. The bosun.
The bosun.
Yep.
You know what a bosun is, Vi?
Why don't you tell us all what a bosun is?
I tell everyone what to do on the ship. You might think that's the captain's job, but he's just the brains of the operation. I'm the floor manager.
Lovely.
He takes care of all the mechanics. I, being the captain, I navigate the seas. I make us fight. I make us sing.
Beautiful. So the first time that I met him was the first time that I met Griff, the guy in this big red leather, burgundy leather pirate hat, was last year at an Epica concert. He was there to see Ailstorm. I was there to see Epica.
Yep.
Ailstorm was a just bonus.
I know none of these bands. I'm going to guess they're bands. Am I correct?
Yes, they're bands.
Okay,
this was at the House of Blues.
I know of that venue.
It's a music venue.
Yep.
I think. Fairly certain.
Something like that.
The first time I met Matt was at a thing.
It was at a show where you and Michael were doing your magic stuff and
yes.
I was doing stand-up, and it was in the back of some restaurant.
Called Home or House?
Home.
Home.
It's called Home.
So for those of you who would like to see what Matt looks like, that's Matt.
That's what I look like.
And just walking in is Micah, the magician. Hello, Micah.
Hi, guys.
So grab your microphone and your headphones.
We have lots of M's. Micah and Matt.
Hey, Micah, Matt.
Nice Matt. Hey, Micah.
Micah,
hey,
this is going? Matt. Matt, this is Micah.
It's a pleasure.
Griff, this
Hello.
Is Micah.
Hello.
Griff, this is Matt.
Hello,
everyone,
hey,
Griff. This is the captain.
I am the captain.
Nice to meet you, Captain.
How nice you to meet you, Micah.
Thank you for being in, Micah.
Yeah, thank you for your patience. It was quite an adventure getting here.
So tell us about your adventure getting here.
Well,
that horrible traffic.
It was less than 30 miles. It took an hour and 20 minutes to get here in the rain, and my car overheated. So I'm not sure if I'm going to get home safely. So
hopefully,
it overheated in the rain?
In the rain, yeah. How's that for irony? Jesus Christ. So
you're going the same way?
Wish me luck.
I'm not, but I might be able to help you.
It depends what way you mean. That. Like, metaphorically, we're going the same way. Career-wise, we're going the same way. We're both on this show.
You are both on the show. What does that say about your career?
We're traveling down the same path.
I made no value judgment. I merely said the same way.
I meant geographically.
Geographically, which way are you going, Micah?
Back up to the valley area.
Mm. That is where I live.
Okay.
I got a little tow thing on my car, I think. I seem to remember there's a thing that screws into it. So if we can...
Okay, thanks.
If we can steal enough cables from this studio...
All right. We'll
just rip it down. We'll just scrap it.
Yeah.
Scrap everything.
Well, if we do that, we might as well just turn it into a big bed thing and just all live here.
Okay.
And jump on it naked.
Yeah.
Is screwing a technical term? What does that mean? You've got a screw-in thing.
I should have dumbed it down a bit more. Sorry. There's a.
No, there's you a did widget, just fine.
There's a widget. There's a. I didn't mean to blind you with jargon, but. But yeah, I don't know. I bought a car so recently, so I got really into the whole mechanics of it thing. So I fully investigated and found out there's a little thing that screws in that's to do with towing.
Ah.
So there we go.
So it's a screwy thing to tow.
Yep.
I awesome. Don't handle anything like that.
Do you know the actual jargon that they're talking about?
No. All I know is about scabbards and cannons.
Is there any block and tackle on it?
Yes.
Or pulleys and ropes.
There certainly can be. How are you, do you know every knot, or are you a couple of knots shy in your knot knowledge?
I'm not quite sure how to answer that. It totally depends on how kinky you want to get.
Yes, you're going
Speaking
down the
kinky,
bad path.
Speaking of kinky, you guys are all invited to Ritual, which is the 6th of November down at Sanctuary LAX. I will be performing with Fire.
Yes.
And that'll be much fun. Yes. It happens at an actual BDSM bondage thing.
Yes.
An actual dungeon. There's like 6 rooms, I think.
And what date is that happening?
December
the 6th. Oh, okay, got it. Friday, December the 6th at 10 o'clock.
And what will you be doing performance-wise?
I will be wearing a corset, a cincher that you met me in. I think it might not be the same one. But my waist will be about 18 inches, 17 inches, give or take.
Oh, my. When my waist was that size.
I will not be wearing pants.
And I will be playing with fire. I will be putting fire along someone's body.
Awesome.
Sounds hot.
Wow.
Very.
Vi, you are a vixen.
With or without that person's knowledge?
With that person's permission.
Okay.
Actually, at their suggestion.
Look at you, little Miss Consent.
They asked me to. I mean, I had the idea initially, but I didn't vocalize it. They did. They're like, so I think it would work better if you kind of dominated me with your fire and made me eat fire. And I'm like, I love this guy. I can totally perform with this guy. This is so fucking badass.
He doesn't have a beard, does he?
No.
Okay.
I have a feeling you could perform with us, too. You are definitely a pirate. Pirate vibe.
Thank you. So, you guys are pirates.
Yes.
You guys perform. How did you guys form your band?
Well, we know each other. He happens to be the son.
He's your son?
That is correct.
That's correct.
Oh.
And so we have had bands before, and this one sort of grew. It grew out of a concept that everybody likes to drink, mm-hmm. and that everybody likes women, and everybody Good. Likes whiskey.
Wow, and rum.
And rum.
And rum.
We okay. drink anything, by.
Wow.
Just
we
about.
We need to mix up an interesting vat for you guys to drink, see if that palsy holds.
Please do.
Actually, we're going to have some weird concoctions and some Puff Daddy vodka at the Skid Row Studios holiday party on the 7th of December that you are all invited to.
Is that vodka that's made fantastic. By Puff Daddy or with Puff Daddy?
I think both.
Right.
I'm not sure. I quite possibly both. Could have made it with him, parts of him.
I'd like to think he puts a little bit of puff in every drink.
It sounds like Vi will add that.
I'll add something.
Yes.
Flame it.
Yes.
Puff of fire.
So, Matt, what are you doing in town right now?
What am I doing? I'm living in town right now.
Ooh.
I live in America now.
You live in America?
I totally live in America.
What?
Can you not tell by my eagle tattoo and my American flag on my car and... The fact that
we thought that came with the car.
And the fact that I'm always being pursued by Burt Reynolds is.
So how do you like living in California of all places?
I like it. I like it a lot. I enjoy this place. People are friendly. It's not normally pissing down with rain, although it is right now. I feel cheated.
It's true.
It reminds you of home, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know whether you guys, do you come from California or are you from elsewhere in the country? Or you're from the high seas, clearly. Sorry.
They're from the OC.
Yes, we've been all over, although I have, it sounds like you're from England.
I am. But
what part of England?
I'm from London, or the suburbs of London. But I don't know, I get a bit smug when it's rainy weather. And I'm like, I got this, guys.
Fucking cheeky bastard.
I've been there.
I know this.
Yes.
If anyone wants any trips, any little tips on handling this, I've got it covered.
But the sun comes out and you're like, ah.
I shelter, I wince.
Californians are notoriously bad with weather like that. Or do you find that to be the case?
Yeah, well, like the way California is with rain, or just Southern California is with rain, that's how Britain is with snow. It's the same deal. It happens every year at least once, and no one can cope, and people just drive straight into trees.
Ah.
Like,
yeah, it sounds like LA.
We don't have any trees, but we drive into each other.
Somehow we find trees to run into and cliffs to jump out of.
There will be that one tree.
And we will all hit it.
We hit it. Yeah. We go straight for it.
I travel with a tree at all times. And I place it
That's
in the path of Californians.
Excellent retort.
So I can lord it over them.
I once did that with the pole.
All right.
And the car, not me.
Yeah, but we know why you travel with the pole.
Well, yeah. If I didn't hit it, someone else would.
Right.
And it's my pole to hit. So, Micah, speaking of poles.
How did that segue to me? How did that happen?
Well...
Oh, no one else finds that odd. Okay, all right. Yeah, you look like a pole dancer. What
you're just
you
rolling with
about?
A Micah, okay. You know.
Well, you just got nothing but deer in the headlights. No, when you came into the room, I thought pole dancer. I didn't realize I had that aura, but thanks, guys. Man, he's checking his phone. He's not even listening to us.
I was trying to let people know how to listen to this thing. Can they tune in live? Is this a thing?
Yes, they can. Okay, so if you would like to tune in live, and if you would like to call in, the number to call in live right now is 1-800-893-9562. Again, that's 1-800-893-9562.
And what's the website where people can go to watch this and listen to this live?
The website that you can go to watch and listen to this live is www.skidrowstudios.com. That's www.skidrowstudios.com.
That was very well done. I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yes.
I
would not
have
been it's able written to do all that. Over the place. How could she miss it?
It's not on that wall.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's not on here.
You were doing that from memory. Oh. That was pretty good.
I can spell.
That's pretty good. I would not have been able to do that.
With an American education.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
And just like that.
Yeah. Thank God no geography was.
I mean, I couldn't snap my fingers, but there we go.
Nice.
So speaking of sexy pole dancers, Micah,
right.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course, it's a pleasure to be here. I didn't realize I came off with that sexy pole dancing aura, but that's good to know.
Well, you don't think you're sexy?
Oh, no. I mean, I appreciate that.
That's fine.
The pole dancing thing surprised me, especially since we found out that you try to drive into them. So.
It was an accident. It was the park.
Sure.
And now I carry it around with me everywhere.
Yeah, we don't judge. It's cool.
I also carry gates around with me.
Oh, okay, nice.
And handcuffs.
Oh, well, good.
It's a nice array.
Nice.
So, Micah, what do you do?
Other than sexy pole dancing, on
your off time.
Yeah, that's my hobby. We all must have our interests. I'm actually a magician by trade. Oh, there
so
we go.
So you're a magician.
Yeah, hi.
There we go.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, that's what
you
I do.
You can continue to chat.
Okay. Well, but that's what I do. I'm a professional magician, yeah. And I am a member of the Magic Castle, and I give tours there from time to time. What's that?
I made a noise. I'm a pirate. I'm sorry. We make noises.
So Magic Castle, I was there recently. For those of you listening in that don't know what Magic Castle is,
yes.
Why don't we ask Micah to explain a bit?
Sure. The Magic Castle is a private club for magicians and their guests. And you've been there a number of times, I think.
I've been
now.
There. A bit,
right?
A bit.
And you can only, it's invitation only. And,
yes, unless you're a member.
Exactly, unless you're a member. And it's those members who can invite you. And it's literally a castle where magicians from all over the world come to perform for you. It's a pretty amazing place.
And how many types of membership are there? For those of you that don't know, Micah will elaborate.
Sure. There's a couple of different ways. One is a magician member, and you audition as a magician, and you have to show them your stuff and hope that it's good enough. In my case, it was sexy pole dancing.
I knew it!
With a card yes. trick. Yeah, I did my spins, and I said, three of diamonds, and apparently that
it
got me.
It popped out of your underwear.
Exactly.
All I can think about is Job. From Arrested Development.
Oh, God.
Tearing his shirt off with the Queen of Diamonds
yes.
written on his chest.
Which was the wrong card. You know, that show is so unbelievably condescending to magicians, and yet I can't stop laughing. It's just unbelievable.
I work in Newport Beach. I love that show because it's shot on location.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Some of the best stuff is in the Newport Beach locations. But yeah, if you've ever seen Arrested Development, Job is often trying to get into a place called the Gothic Castle.
That's what it's called.
That's the inspiration of this real place called the Magic Castle. And via getting to your question. So you can be a magician member, show them your stuff. And so,
there's three different types of membership or two?
I'm aware of two. And the second.
Isn't there one for children?
That's something a little different. There's something called the Juniors Program, where they're not exactly members, but they are being trained by the magicians, kind of as the magicians become their mentors. And then they, too, audition as well. And sometimes they can continue studying magic at the Magic Castle. Although being underage, they still technically can't get in. It's still...
It's weekends when they can, right?
Exactly. On Saturdays and Sundays, you can bring in families and underage kids. But otherwise, at night, it's adults only, 21 and up. Mostly because they have five bars in there. You guys would appreciate that. Five different bars, man.
Five different balls and, I mean, bars.
We would appreciate five balls, too, Vi, believe me.
Yeah. And, of course, the pole.
Right, five. That math doesn't
quite add up.
Can you do that?
Is that a magic trick you can do? Give me three extra balls?
Right.
Magic.
I would totally give you all my pieces of eight for that.
All of your pieces of eight?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. For three.
Which would be three pieces of eight.
Right. What would be the advantage of the third?
I guess.
I didn't mean
just
to.
Extra.
I don't sure. Know.
Why
sure.
not?
Okay, fair enough.
Well,
fair
also,
enough.
You can never have too many.
If you got good three point. And then someone attacks you and you lose a ball, you still got two balls.
It's like a spare. Mm-hmm. It's like having a. Okay,
yeah.
That helps. That
right?
helps. It helps to have a spare.
Yeah, like if your ball gets punctured or something
sure.
on a long drive.
Okay, yeah. So who's going to have their ball punctured first?
Not I.
If I have three spares, I'm
watch.
Willing to let two get punctured. Just
I
that
like
way
to
I have
watch.
A spare for...
Because you want five.
Yeah.
Got it. That makes sense. Sure, you got three.
Well, sometimes you can just get like a small nail in one and you don't even realize it's being punctured. And then over
like
time it just goes down.
Has that happened to you before?
I mean, as near as damn it, yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Interesting.
Sounds like kinky.
I've never
kinky.
Heard of
you
like
should
that.
Definitely come out to Ritual.
Yes.
You would enjoy it. Girls get punctured all the time.
Wow.
On stage. Actually, last... 2 months ago, when it opened, it's actually a fairly new extreme blood play fetish event. Sybil, the lady behind this event, went up on two hooks from her back and suspended and hung and flew around. By flew around, I mean a guy got her arm and her leg and twisted her around, and she was twirling in the air by her back. It was beautiful. Also, there's free tattoos.
Oh, good. Okay.
We will be there. God. This sounds like a place for us to play.
Wow. So suspended from the skin, basically,
yeah.
of her. That's insane.
I mean, to be honest, you can get free tattoos from, like, cereal boxes and, like, cuts and packs of gum. And
you're not
tattoos.
Impressed, Matt. I find that odd.
Actual.
In the dark.
Yeah, I don't think I want to get drunk anywhere where someone's just doing tattoos.
Or by firelight.
Yeah.
By his firelight. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because the first time that they put us on there, they had a bunch of fire performers. And what they did was they put us, for some odd reason, I don't know who was the genius behind it, they put us on top of this huge slab of plastic.
plastic belts.
And then they got upset with us and told us to be very, very careful. I'm like, whose fucking idea was it to put on, on top of plastic? They're like, and you guys better not burn the place down. And I'm like, plastic. Yeah. Plastic. And the thing is that the place has actually burned down before, like a way long time ago.
Because of plastic and fire.
Because of plastic and fire.
Of course.
No, but they got permission and the whole fire marshal thing, and they had different fire extinguishers, and they changed that from then on. Now it's like a piece of, whatchamacallit, what do we have here? Carpet. There you go. That's the word. Carpet soaked in not rum, but water.
Ah.
Okay.
So better.
So it's a little squishy on
the
feet.
I'm unfamiliar with this carpet. Is it a new invention?
It's actually what we're on right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
I've been to a few wet carpet parties in my time, and...
Have you wetted them even more?
Have you drenched them?
I don't know. They're never what you expect them to be.
Oh, they're
different every time.
Ah.
So I'm just finding out for the first time that you can swear on this show, by the way. Either that or you just did a bad thing.
We can swear?
We can swear.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You guys That's can awesome. Drink. Okay. You guys can...
I noticed the drinking.
Yes, we didn't care. Nobody invited. We don't care. This is part of us.
We don't care if
would
drinking
like
was not allowed.
With an
still drink. I'm
it's
okay,
like,
but thank
they're
you
like,
for
this is
offer.
Juice.
I'm beginning to think...
I'd find a way.
You're beginning to think
I'm beginning to think right now that this maybe isn't the NPR affiliate I thought it was.
Is that why you agreed
that must
to
be
on?
Tomorrow.
I did. I wanted to meet Robert Siegel.
Oh, God. I thought he was following you around anyway.
That's just... No, that's actual seagulls.
Now that you've got a car. Yeah.
I got to keep stuff putting bread on top of it. That's the trouble. Like, where'd you keep your bread? It, like, on the car is the most obvious place, but seagulls cannot resist them.
You just pile it up?
Yeah, bread and herring. It's like, some people say fridge or cupboard and kitchen, but like, car, like, the car keeps it aired as you drive it around.
Yeah.
But if you're anywhere where seagulls naturally live, you.
Like,
the
beach.
They give chase.
Of course.
And.
I can't
and so do my bread in a bread box.
Oh.
And so do nasty women.
Ever the practical sailor.
Right?
Wow.
You probably get hit up a lot if you smell like herring. Sorry. And Micah, I want to know if you're going to give us a magic trick here on the radio.
So just to clarify, this is not NPR. Is that the conclusion we've made?
We have established that.
No Carl Castle here.
No.
You can okay. Yeah.
You have me. That's it.
We have five.
That's cool. I'll take it. That's awesome.
Oh, okay, good. One person in the room is happy with that. Good.
Oh, no. I'm very happy with you. You're a salty wench.
Three.
Very happy.
Three.
I can see that.
Yeah, no, I'm happy.
You're like, sure, peer pressure into it. Oh,
love her.
So, again, thank you guys for being on. So, how was your day, everyone?
you guys go first.
No, you need to go first. Sounds like to me.
You go first.
Yeah, my day is not done, so we'll see what happens on the ride.
Okay. When you woke up this morning, what was your first thought?
This program.
Definitely. Really?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Aww.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Matt, how about you?
Well, I'm similar.
Was it porn? Was it happiness? Was it tentacle rape? Was it magic? Oh. Pirates.
Never been into tentacle rape. Never seen the appeal. Which is weird. You'd think, like, I see all the reasons for it. Sure. It combines both, you know, tentacles and rape together at last. But for some reason, the combination just doesn't appeal. Doesn't.
Says the guy that puts bread and herring on his car.
Well, maybe that's the trouble. Maybe there's been a few too many sea creatures encroaching on my territory.
That's what it is. They're scaring you.
Yeah. I mean, I know sometimes early trauma can transfer into later enjoyment, but in this case, no, it's just annoying.
So what's your childhood trauma?
Well, childhood trauma is, you know, right from a young age, placing those foodstuffs.
So food stuff is your childhood trauma.
Food stuff on vehicle, nautical creature pursuing.
Huh. Okay then.
Ah, it's coming for it. That's the noise I would have made when I was younger. Obviously now I'm older, I internalize it.
So can you make that noise again?
Ah.
It's very scary. I'm
terrified
worried.
Child, I can definitely hear it.
I'm quite the actor. It's another strength of my life.
You were totally in This Is the End. Wait, no, that wasn't you. That was that other guy. That was that other short comedian guy who's brown and you're white. Sorry.
Which?
Aziz. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're quite different people, but thanks for... I'd swap careers with him right now. He's doing very nicely as Aziz.
You're doing very well yourself. Tell us about the projects that you're doing.
Now we've got to go into LA mode. There's a few little things knocking around. It's mostly stand-up, and there's a show called Setlist, which is this improvised stand-up show that is now on the Nerdist YouTube channel and is about to be a TV series in the UK.
Cool.
Congratulations.
What's it about?
That is improvised stand-up. So comics go on stage, and they get given the topics one by one, and you just have to riff. You have to improvise your stand-up.
You showed me this, right?
Possibly, yeah. It happens as a live show. It starts as a live show in LA that a friend of mine started, and I got involved in it, and then I got into the production, and I'm on the TV show as well.
Cool.
Paul Provenza, who made the Aristocrats movie, which you may have seen, is behind it. He produces it. And yeah, if you go to the Nerdist YouTube channel, there's clips of that, and there's the TV channel, and there's people like Robin Williams and Roseanne and less famous people like me doing it.
Less famous people. So for those of you out there who don't know, this is Matt Kirshen. He has been on Comedy Central various times. He has his own special. He's traveled all over the world.
The only special I've done for Comedy Central is for British Comedy Central.
It did air in America, so I'm sorry.
I've been on NBC and CBS.
And BBC?
And BBC.
Oh my God, that's so British. Really?
Well, it is if you're British and you start off doing comedy in Britain.
Bastard.
Yeah.
That's how you did it. So, Micah.
Yeah.
Where have you traveled? Where's your next gig?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Mostly I do Southern California, but I would love to travel some more.
So if someone paid for your flight.
Oh yeah.
And asked you to go to Moscow tomorrow.
That'd be freaking awesome. Yeah, dos vidanya. I'm out of here. Oh. That'd be awesome.
Awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
And what kind of magic do you do?
Well, you've seen at least a little bit of it, I think. Yes.
But for those out there listening that don't know and have never seen you.
Sure. Well, what I was saying is you came to see one of my shows where I was doing some emceeing and some other things. And I do a lot of that.
Well, that one was a special night, something that you started, I believe.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Called The Night of the Raven.
That's right.
Yeah. In honor of Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. You guys, no, wait, do you know about Edgar Allan Poe?
A little.
Okay.
Have you guys heard of him ever? Someone?
We know he's about death.
He's about death. Okay, fair enough.
And blood.
Oh, okay. So you dig that.
Yeah.
And drinking.
He is my favorite Allan Poe.
And tuberculosis.
Very clever, Matt.
He's one of the best.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's one of the best.
I dig it.
So what is your Edgar Allan Poe themed show?
Well, it's a show dedicated to the works of Poe, and it's a variety show where people do stuff that has something to do with Edgar Allan Poe. Usually magic, but it doesn't have to be, as you know.
Yes, Many of Odd Nature, a band that's going to be on next week, actually made special music for this night event that happened.
Yeah.
And Many of Odd Nature is this eclectic, artistic, musically inclined collective of people. It sounds bizarre, but that's what it is, right, Micah?
It is, yeah. It's an incredible spectrum of people, mostly musicians, but they use a lot of other artists as well.
So how many people are in this group?
That's a good question. The band itself keeps evolving.
Yeah.
They're kind of like the Spinal Tap of goth music.
I'm kind of part of it as well. Kind of part of it as well.
Yeah.
And
you do fire for them, is that right? Yeah, that's very cool.
They have magicians, they have fire performers, they have a ballerina who's also their bassist and one of their keyboardists. It's an eclectic array. It's really beautiful. I don't know what to call it.
they're an industrial goth band. I know they've used those adjectives before.
Yes, they have. And also neo-goth.
Neo-goth. Noir.
Rivet heads.
I like that. Rivet heads. That sounds like it has something to do with construction. So that's just one of the acts that we had in The Night of the Raven, the show that you got to see. So I do some emceeing, that kind of thing. But regarding the magic, it's mostly close-up.
But I also do what they call parlor, where back in the Victorian era, a little after you guys, people would come to clients' parlors and stand up in their parlor and do magic shows for them in their parlor and became what we call parlor magic. And there's actually a theater in the Magic Castle called the Parlor.
The Parlor.
Exactly, where they do that kind of magic. So that's the kind of stuff I enjoy doing. But emceeing and the escape that you saw, the straitjacket escape.
Oh, I love it. He gets all bound up, so hot, so sexy. He usually has a guy do it, by the way. So super homoerotic. I do it. Wow.
We're pirates. We're about as homoerotic as you.
Yes, we love this.
Yeah, I love it.
Nice.
And he gets all bound up, and then he recites Edgar Allan Poe while he's escaping.
The Raven, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, wow. So I have to escape from a straitjacket while reciting The Raven.
And, yes.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that you got to see, and that was cool that you were there.
I have a question.
I've seen that a couple of times.
Yeah, yes, you have. Thank you.
Which takes more thinking, the recital or the escape?
That's a fantastic question, man, and I struggle with both of them every time I'm on stage. It took me about a month to memorize the poem, and I had about 2 weeks to learn how to get out of a straitjacket. And every time I do it, both aspects are still a challenge. So that's a really good question.
How long ago did you begin this excursion, this trip down? I'm going to recite poetry and come out of a straitjacket like a mad person, and I'm a magician.
Right. Yeah. The show that you saw was the 9th annual Night of the Raven. So yes. I've been doing the show for 9 years.
Yes.
And this coming November, assuming they let me do it again, will be the 10th. And that's
awesome.
How long. Yeah, right? So that's how long I've been doing
Maybe
it.
Maybe I can do something for the 11th.
That'd be awesome. You could be part of Many of Odd Nature or do whatever you'd like. Yeah. We have all kinds of people doing it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd be honored. That'd be cool.
So next up, a small little break. We're going to finally hear a song by the Bildrats.
Ah, very nice.
So, what's the name of the song, guys?
This song is called Bully in the Alley, and it's a traditional sort of sea shanty that we've sped up. Do you know what bully means?
What does bully mean?
Bully means drunk.
Oh, how do you spell that?
B-U-L-L-Y, or drunk, D-R, I can't remember.
D-R-I-U-N-K?
Basically... Basically, what happens is if you're out on the boat and you're out at sea for 6 months.
How do you spell drunk?
Badly.
Okay, so here is
I was going to explain the song, but Griffey took it away.
What I do.
Oh,
that be it.
That was awesome.
That was badass.
Ah, thank you very much.
How long did that song take?
Recording? Well, we actually just recorded ourselves live. We didn't go into it as a final. We just wanted to give the event managers in the gigs that we play, we wanted them to hear what we sound like live, because really we're a live experience. You're supposed to toast and drink with us, and we don't do a lot of swearing, but you can swear if you want. We don't do much magic. You can come at, yes. We don't light on fire. We could use all of you, I think, up there with us. That's for sure. That's
so awesome. While we were on break with that music, Matt got thirsty.
I found a bag of water. So yes. I was
a bag of water.
Well, these two gave me rum right at the beginning, like the second I walked in here, and then I realized, oh, there's nothing else to drink now. Little have tip for any of you, if you're ever doing a radio show,
with
maybe
pirates.
Don't instantly drink rum and then not have any non-rum to drink for the remaining.
It's good for you, Matt.
45 minutes of talking. I'm sure it's hardly nutritious, but it does dry the mouth. So I asked if there was any water, and Vi went, oh, there might be some in the fridge outside.
How old is it? Does it have an expiration on
probably,
it?
Probably.
It's actually new.
It's labeled Mainstay Emergency Drinking Water. And I mean, you know me. I'll drink anything from a pouch.
I do notice it says easy to use.
It does.
Except for notes.
You couldn't get it open, though.
Manufacture date 12th of the 11th. So it was made, this water was made
2 years ago.
I'm going to guess the bag was made 2 years ago because I'm sure the water inside it was probably made
water's
since the
endless.
Beginning of the world.
Couple of years
recycles.
Before.
Yeah. That was a good year for water though, so you're fine.
But yeah, this is, I should have checked the bag by squeezing before I did anything. It said if air or water escapes, I should replace it. It wasn't that I couldn't open the bag. I just didn't want to risk opening the bag because it looked like. Like, I'm the kind of person who will just spray, like, it'll spray everywhere. There's an accordion down here that I presume belongs to the pirates.
Yes. Please don't add water.
Fuck it up, you have to replace it.
Not that I wanted to stereotype you or anything, but if I had to match the instruments to the members of the crew. Yes.
You stereotypical bastard.
Yes.
It's the magicians.
We take it, we don't mind. It's good to know you conquered the pouch of water, Bat.
Assistance is about to crawl out of this accordion.
That'd be cool.
The story behind the pouch is that is an emergency water pouch that the studio got from a stand down that we did with veterans.
Hmm.
This past Saturday, but two past Saturdays ago. No, this past Saturday. Yes, this past Saturday. And they're all looking elsewhere. No, but it was this past Saturday we did this thing for the veterans down over on, what was it? On Olympic and Santa Fe.
Hmm.
And we interviewed veterans. We promoted things that are available for homeless veterans and people that are homeless in general, including but not limited to healing therapy, acupuncture, tooth care from USC and UCLA Medical, clothes, and what else? It was all types of things. Classes on teaching people how to read. For children that are homeless and for veterans that are coming back from the war and don't know how to read and are dealing with being homeless, having a family, not being able to have a job, and all types of things that are just part of life. So,
bless
that's
you
the story
for doing
behind
that, taking care of him.
The water. They were handing out food, rations, and water.
And they were like, you guys are homeless. You're going to be, but you used to be veterans. So rather than give you a bottle of water, you're going to be much more at home if we give you army ration style water.
Yes, that's exactly the thought behind it.
Were they able to open the water?
They were very
much
quickly and very effectively.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's okay.
We're picking on you, Matt.
So. No, we all have different skill sets, and it turns out.
He's funny. He's
opening
funny.
A pouch of water is not at the top of my list. I can't escape from escape jacket or recite any poems. Nor can I play any instruments, but...
You can play with fire.
You can get laughed at.
I'll tell you, Matt, you're really good looking.
Oh, thanks.
I'm really feeling good.
Oh, if I had a penny for every time a pirate had told me that.
You'd have a doubloon.
That's so hot.
He is.
All this
I can't pick up my mind. Vi or Matt?
Uh-oh.
It's hard.
We're in the same category.
Yes.
Of easily overpowered?
I think he's going to choose you over me, though. Is that fine with you?
It is what it is.
So.
This is getting awkward.
Speaking of awkward, hello, Micah.
Wow, so it's sexy pole dancing and awkwardness. Those are the two things.
Awkwardness
that
is sexy.
You of me. Oh, yeah?
Awkward, yes. Sexy pole dancing.
Matt?
Wow.
Don't you know me? Lot. You know I like sexy awkwardness.
I'm understanding that more and more as the day goes
on. Yes. We like that too.
Well, I like awkwardness, inappropriateness, and all around jolliness. So.
You are definitely a pirate. There's
I think
no
I
doubt.
Might be.
Yes.
Might maybe just a smidge.
Way over.
Yeah.
I have a question for Micah.
Yeah, man. Huh.
Close-up magic sounds like very difficult to do. How is it you picked that versus doing big audiences like David Copperfield? He floats every time.
He's hanging backwards.
He flies.
That's pretty amazing. But, I mean, to do it close means people can see what you're doing, right?
That's often true, yeah. A lot of it is a question of finances. Most people can, buy a deck of cards, but they can't buy, you know, Vi in a bikini and the fire and the huge boxes and the shark tanks and all that shit. Yeah.
How much would that cost, by the way?
Yeah.
Speaking of shark tanks, that would cost a lot of money. And a place that does do that and that is also magic-related, but is not Magic Castle, and is here in California, in Los Angeles, in Santa Monica to be exact, is Magicopolis.
That's right.
They have shows every week, every weekend. They do private parties, and they also have a new summer program for kids.
That's true.
Yes.
And then on top of that, they have burlesque shows.
Yes.
And I got to host that.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
How was that?
It was fun. Yeah, you would have liked it.
Did you go backstage?
I did. The view is awesome. Yeah.
The view is my new best friend. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you need to know us.
And Matt was actually also there this past week.
I was at Magicopolis. They had a fundraiser for a lovely lady who is in no way going to win governor of California, but she's giving it a crack. And
Who is that?
Her name is Cindy Sheehan, and she has some nice ideas and no funding, so she'll never
win. Did they pay you?
But no, it was a fundraiser. It was a charity thing. So, I got asked by a friend to do the show, and I thought I had a look at a website, and most of it I agreed with, and a couple of things I didn't. But I thought on the balance of things, she seems like a decent enough sort. So I did the gig to help out.
See, if you guys need a charity event to have some sort of comedy,
well,
or some sort of magic, or some sort of pirates.
Awkward pirates.
Yeah. Awkward pirates with rum.
And I'll also say, if you need a non-charity event with a budget, some of which goes to the performers, then also...
Yeah, that helps.
That sounds a little more appetizing.
Contact all of us for that.
We'll take that.
Matt, where is somewhere that you can be reached?
Well, I'm on all the usual social media places, so Twitter, Facebook, and my own website. It's mattkirshen.com, Facebook/MattKirshen, Twitter @MattKirshen.
For those out there that can't spell Matt Kirshen.
For those who, you won't even remember it if I spell it out loud. Here's what I'll say. Google is your friend. If you type British comedian Matt K-I, I'll be like one of the suggestions. Like, Google's very clever like that. So Matt Kirshen is my name.
Good.
And I got a podcast as well called Probably Science, where I go through the week in science news with guest comedians. So if you're a fan of science done...
What days does that come
out? That comes out on Monday nights, but it's a podcast, so it's just, get it on iTunes or go to probablyscience.com and listen to it straight direct on there.
Cool. And for you guys, where's somewhere that you guys can be reached?
I can't read it.
You can't read it.
We have business cards, but for goodness sake...
We're official.
You're official?
Read it.
Oh.
We're on Facebook.
Will's
Rats Band, I believe.
Sorry, I'm illiterate in part. Facebook.com/BilgeRatsBand. SoundCloud.com/Bilge-Rats.
Yes.
Or BilgeRats.band@gmail.com if you want to book us.
Cool. And Micah.
Okay, I'm going to say, I've just had a look over their shoulder at that card, and there's no writing on that. There's just a drawing of sand and a couple of X's.
Well, that's actually
it's the
our
other
flag.
Side.
This is actually our flag. We don't have a skull and crossbones, and it.
Why don't you show that to the camera here?
Ah,
closer.
Oh,
closer.
You weren't kidding. That's closer. A nice looking card.
And
it's being dropped.
I can't operate it. I can operate a flag.
Yay!
Basically, pirate flags have a statement, and our statement is: Your time is up. The bilge rats are here and you need to drink.
Badass. And Micah, that's where a good can life you be
philosophy.
Reached?
That's pretty good. I'm sorry, what's that?
Where like? Can you be reached?
Oh, yeah. I, too, am on the Facebooks, on the interwebs, along with these gentlemen, Micah Cover. And I'm also at MicahTheMagician.com. Mm. And my first name, M-I-C-A-H.
Delightful.
Yeah.
And for those of you that would like to listen to this again and again and again, I'm also on iTunes under Vortex nice. Radio by Vi. On Facebook under Vortex Radio by Vi. And you can like the page. You can follow along. You can tune in for different backstage pictures, which may be homoerotic sometimes.
You like the
I will be
thing.
There, yes.
I'm looking at them expectantly.
Yes. Your definition of homoerotic appears to be more than one man in a place at a time.
Like right now.
Well, I was thinking more you guys sit on each other's laps and maybe lick each other, but hey, whatever.
Wow.
That's just the start.
Okay.
Is
it like...
But you're father and son, so that would be all types of wrong.
Well, okay, it's how pirates take baths.
Yes.
It's how they take baths? Yeah. Oh, the buddy system. It saves water. It's green. Oh, okay. Al Gore would love you guys.
Of water, it's, you got to save it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't come in packs.
Right. You guys are the Al Gore of pirates. That's awesome.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And if anyone wants to have any leather work done by you, Griff.
Same place, or they can reach me at skinandsteel@gmail.com. Steel is in stealing things. So I'm a pirate.
Ah. Oh.
Nice.
So that's STEAL, not STEEL.
Yes.
Good.
And Vi, tell us one more time where you're going to be. You said December the 6th, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, December the 6th, I will be at Sanctuary LAX across from LAX, the place where the planes fly away from and fly into.
Nice.
I mean, not fly into, like, they wreck and they crash. I mean, they fly. Never mind.
I think we're all familiar with the basic
the word
principles
you're looking
of air travel.
For is landing.
Landing. Right. There yeah. you go. The pirate knows the word landing. Oh, God.
Of course.
And I don't. How horrid of me. And basically, it's a dungeon. You walk in. I'm not sure if it's $10 or $15, but there's live entertainment. There's girls on poles. There might be a clown there.
Are they sexy and awkward? Can you?
Well, actually, they're not awkward.
Ah, all right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but they're still sexy?
Yes, but the girls in playing in the dungeons,
yeah.
if they allow you to play with them mm-hmm. or join in on what they're doing,
yeah.
totally can be awkward.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, so you can totally join in. There's a place called Anubis. There's Hera. Each room has a different name. And basically, if you want to bring in BDSM toys, feel free. No sex toys. No, there is no penetration at this event. It's a fetish event, not a sex club.
Okay.
There is a big difference. Well, so if you want to bring your paddles, feel free. If you want to bring your dildos, do not.
What about just regular toys like a jigsaw or
bring
Monopoly?
That. Bring it. Bring Monopoly.
Right.
A jack in the box.
Yeah.
Totally bring a jack in the box.
I bring my jack. Yes.
Quote unquote.
Yes.
Is that code for something? Is that code for like a ball gag?
Of course it is, but it just depends.
Well, thank you guys for being on.
Thank you.
We're going to go out with one more song.
Thank you.
Oh, and next week, tune in for Many of Odd Nature. They're going to be in studio. Oh, that's fine. In that case, let's go out with some comedy. Everyone, stand up. Wait, no. Before we do that, Griff, can you stand up and show the camera your kilt, please?
I'm wearing pants today.
Damn it. Really? You own
He's
pants?
He's always been a disappointment.
Oh, my God.
You're not wearing your red jacket?
It's what's
no,
inside
I'm not.
His pants yeah. that's
Or my red glasses. It's
yeah.
such a...
Yeah.
I've never seen this man without it.
And, Micah, if you can now display your lower clothing to the camera.
Yes. Display your junk.
I'm not wearing a bra. If that
oh, no.
Helps. Wait, you have to flash.
What a loose man.
You have to flash.
I'm not wearing... Yeah, I'm not wearing a bra.
Matt?
Oh, this is like Stern.
Matt, flash.
You have to.
What am I flashing?
Whatever you have that's
your smile,
of
your nipple.
Yes.
They are one and the same. I'll see if I can get them both on the camera at the same time.
Wow.
Wait, your face has to be out a little bit more. There we go. Thank you. And you guys, some flashing.
Ah. What do you have to flash? Flash your smile.
smile. See, you could have gotten a smile.
You don't want to see anything.
So thank you. That's our show for today.
Thank you, bye. Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye.
We now have a song. So we're
good. Go ahead.
So we're going to go out with this pirate song. Thank you for listening in.
Thank you for listening to us.
Sally Brown, she's a nice young lady. Way, we roll and go. And we roll all night and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown. Sally Brown, she's a bright mulatto. Way, we roll and go. Well, she drinks dark rum and she chews tobacco. Way, we roll and go. And we roll all night and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown. Well, her father likes a filthy pirate. Way, we roll and go. And we roll all night and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown. Sally Brown, she likes a good scrumpy. Way, we roll and go. She likes a bit of the rumpy-pumpy. Way, we roll and go. And we roll all night and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown. Sally Brown, she's a nice young lady. Way, we roll and go. Yes, Sally Brown, she's a fine young lady. Way, we roll and go. And we roll all night and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown. And we roll all night and we roll all day. Spend our money on Sally Brown.